That's been playing in my head all weekend.
Now I can hear it, too.
Yeah, we have a parody song coming up. I'm very excited. We collaborated with Ian Cunningham.
Ah.
It's going to be stuck in your head.
Yep. Your worm coming up.
What are we going to talk about? So, what's the first thing that Arsene Woods thinks of when he wakes up?
And the governor? What do we hate?
So where are we with this thing? Where are we with the votes?
Where are we? Where are you?
We're going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
Our general, Patrick Sasser's on the phone. But first, we're morons, then we're really morons, and he meant it, then we're not morons.
Oh, okay. Mm. The moronic thing to say.
Yeah. Hmm. Isn't it moronic to say you meant moronic,
yes,
and then say you didn't mean moronic?
Anything more moronic than a moronic?
Anything more moronic than saying you meant moronic, but then saying you didn't mean moronic?
No.
Maybe it's looking in a mirror.
AJ, this is the leader of the party.
Yes.
Amazing.
Trying to bring tolls to the stake.
That's their general, yes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, tolls and moronic and, wait, did I say moronic?
No, I meant moronic. Moronic.
Now, here's a clip of him at a press conference saying it's moronic and we're morons. Morons.
I'm not even asking for the votes yet, just like I think it's absurd that municipalities are passing resolutions on something they don't know what it is. It's just moronic, to be quite honest. Now, going back to what I said before, I used the harsh word of moronic, and I meant it.
And I meant it.
He meant it.
Wow.
Well, you meant it.
No.
I like how you hear Ritter in the background.
Right.
Yeah, they're passing legislation on things they don't even know about.
That's his job. He's going, your job's to react.
He's like the hype man.
And he called us moronic the way we call him a-hole.
Yeah. And we said this last week. Well, if no one knows anything about it, how do you guys have numbers? How do you know it's 40% residents? How do you know it's 800 million? How do you know it's going to cost X amount from New Haven to Hart? How do you know all that?
Right.
I used the harsh word of moronic, and I meant it.
Right. We're all morons.
Right. But yeah, we figured that part out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're passing resolutions. Don't even...
Maybe he's choking on a Brazil nut.
But he said... That would be the best. Oh, my God.
Random, too.
He keeps talking, pointing his nose.
I don't wish anyone any harm, but, man, that would be hysterical.
I didn't say die. Just be funny. Just for a moment.
Maybe a little brain damage.
Just for a moment. Yeah, no, it's too late for that.
Yeah, they'd get brain damage and they'd actually be smarter.
Exactly.
They'd be like, oh my God, look at all this spending.
What are we doing?
What's wrong with my brain?
Oh my God. Do you want to see all the spending we're doing?
Yeah.
Why are we trying to increase tolls?
So then he goes on WTIC AM and he pulls back on the word moron.
How is it good or reasonable to broad brush them as moronic?
Well, look, it probably is. And I wasn't describing the leaders themselves, but the actions. And even moronic is probably too harsh to call it, even now in retrospect.
But why wouldn't someone ask him if if it's moronic because you don't have any of the numbers? How do you have the numbers?
Right.
Right? So it's a moronic act because we don't know what it is.
Right. But you know what the numbers are.
But you know the numbers.
Yeah. So how'd you do that?
I don't know. I can't figure these people out.
Fuzzy math.
Yeah. Where are we on the votes? Patrick Sasser's on. Hey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning, General.
Morning. You had some real good anti-toll demonstrations over the weekend.
We did. We had great turnouts all throughout the state. The people are coming out in the masses, and that's important. You know, people are getting involved in this, and that's how we're going to win this battle.
Yeah. The numbers are the Democrats can't have six. They can get up to 16 no votes on this and get it through. So 17 is the magic number for people who don't want tolls. And you got on record now saying they will absolutely not vote for tolls. And two say, based on the way it's written now, they wouldn't vote.
Correct. And that, yeah, I believe that's the article in the Connecticut Post. And, you know, I have emails from another Democrat. I'm drawing a blank on his name at the moment. I don't have it in front of me. He's emailed me and told me that he's opposed to voting for the tolls. So the list is growing day by day. So I think as people continue to put pressure on, We put the list up of the phone calls for people to make. We're winning this, you know, so people just have to continue to stay involved. We've got two more towns voting tonight on resolutions, the town of Meriden and Rocky Hill. And we have several other.
These resolutions are basically saying we'll not allow tolls in our town.
Yeah, basically, it's the towns and cities like Stanford that are saying we don't want this. You know, this.
Yeah,
is
but that's more of a. It's kind of like a. It's a gesture, right? I mean, the state's going to put it wherever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not legal. They're not legal binding, but it's the local grassroots level. It's just, you know, and it's the leadership of those communities that are speaking out, voting on this, saying, "Hey, Hartford, what are you people doing to us?"
Yeah.
So it does carry some weight.
All right. So that sounds good. So it sounds like 5 no's, 2 probably no. So you're up to 7. You got another 10 to go.
Yep. Yep.
And, all right, so we'll link up to, what was it, noctolls.org.
Notollsct.org.
I always get that wrong.
Clear as glass.
Notollsct.
Right. Morning.
Yeah. No soul tea.
And follow us on our Facebook and Twitter. We've got about 5 protests set up for this weekend as well. New London, Manchester, Shelton, Groton, West Hartford.
I know that's good to get everybody out doing that stuff, but I really feel the fight is calling. Calling and emailing.
Really,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the most important thing people can do right now. And go to our Facebook and website. We have the phone number. We list the towns that these people represent. If you see your town, get on the phone, make that phone call.
Yeah.
And do it a couple of times during the week, not just one call.
Right.
Keep hammering these people.
Yeah, you know, you make a to-do list every day.
Yeah.
You just have one phone call per day.
Exactly,
you just
yeah.
call once per day.
Right, 10-15.
Work the list and
right.
make it like a task.
Yeah, voice is pleasure, go to bathroom. Yes.
All right, Pat, thank you.
I appreciate you guys helping with all this. You guys are the best.
No, you're the best.
No,
thank
you.
No, you are! Yeah. Tribe member Shane sent me this email. This is a survey sent to him by Representative Mushinsky in Wallingford. It's a constituent survey 2019.
Right, sounds official.
And then it says, here are some major issues that we will likely be considering this session. Please check the box for the position which is closer to your view. Then it goes family leave, minimum wage, legalized recreational weed. Then they get to tolls. And what they write for tolls, now you can only check one of these.
Okay.
Pro. Tolls will replenish the transportation fund to provide money for road and bridge repair, and out-of-state drivers would pay 40% of tolls. Now, where's that number?
Seriously.
Mm. There's something out there that... How do you have that number?
How?
How do you know 40%?
Right.
Right.
It came to me in a dream.
I thought the speaker called us morons because we're coming out against something we don't know anything about.
Right.
But there's a number. There's numbers out there. Where are these numbers?
It's so confusing.
They either have a plan, they don't want to show anyone, or they're just making stuff up.
Right.
Who's the moron?
I'm thinking number two there.
I used the harsh word of moronic, and I meant it.
And I meant it.
And I meant it.
And I used a word hard. It sounds like a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
And I used a hard word of moronic, and I meant it.
Thank you, Forrest Gump.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because it typically means you have no argument when you just go to name calling.
Exactly.
Well, you're an idiot.
Well, you're a bigger idiot.
Well, you're a moron, and I mean it.
You're a bigger moron. Yeah. Infinity.
I know you are, but what am I?
And then the other option is we should replenish the transportation fund with a higher gas tax instead of tolls. An increase of 53 cents per gallon is the current equivalent to tolls.
Ugh.
Basically trying to make it. You could see where this person is in the way they phrase the question.
Exactly. Get him out.
And the potential answers.
Get him out.
Yeah.
Get him out.
Yeah. Do you want tolls and 40% to be paid by out-of-staters, or do you want to, like, pay $1 million in your children?
You should write in there, you want to keep your job?
Cut your children's fingers off.
Everyone should put it in with, you want to keep your job?
Right.
Yes, no.
Yeah.
And mail it back to him. Here you go.
Right. Here you go.
Yeah.
How would you like your job? Pro, vote no on tolls and get to keep it. Con,
greeter at Walmart.
Vote yes on tolls
right.
and be a greeter at Walmart.
Right.
Let's pay attention. Let's wake up, Connecticut.
Wake up.
Wake up, Connecticut.
Wake up.
I want to bring tolls. I want to take your money.
Come for your cash.
$2.5 billion in new tolls, fines, and taxes. Wake up, Connecticut. Wake up. Tournament Terry is on. Now that we know the final four, who do you think is going to win it all?
Well, I think it's Tom Izzo's time again. He's only won for eight, and I think the win over Duke. But again, it wouldn't shock me with all four. I mean, when you look at Virginia and what Auburn has done, you think about Auburn beat Kansas, then they beat North Carolina, and then they beat Kentucky. That's three pretty good programs for them to run through to get to the Final Four.
Yeah,
and you know, UVA, they're back in the Final Four after being the first team ever to be eliminated last year by one.
Your phone's moving around a little bit, so I'm having a hard time hearing everything you say.
Like a face shift.
Okay. UVA, you know, last year lost in the 1-16 game, which is the first time that's ever happened. So they're in the Final Four. So you got to think they're going to do everything they possibly can. Texas Tech has the best defense in the country. And they're going up against Michigan State with their dramatic win over Duke yesterday. So,
yeah, you want to talk about that for a second? One-point game? Wow.
Well, here's two things that come out right away. First thing, number one, Duke's 8 out of 13 from the foul line.
Do you have an iPhone?
I do.
Can you put us on speaker?
No, I don't have you on speaker. You want me to
be on? No, can you? It'll right. be better. Yeah.
Here we go. How's that?
Better.
Okay, so Duke shoots 8 for 13, 61% from the foul line. In the last 5 minutes of the first half, when they could have really done a run, they didn't score a point. They went down the floor 9 times and didn't score. Then the third thing about Duke is in the last 1 minute and 41 seconds, the best player in the country never touched the basketball. Zion Lutheran didn't take any of the last 3 shots in that ball game. And, you know, if you talk to any coach at the end of a game, you want the ball in the hands of your best player, if that's possible. And you got to believe that one of those couple of times he should have touched that ball. He didn't. You know,
why do you think that is? Has Coach K been asked that?
I don't know if he's been asked that yet. I think there are a number of things during the game. They made some careless turnovers. They had 17 turnovers that the Michigan State turned into 24 points.
Oops.
That's kind of Michigan State's deal, though, is they trap you, and they force you to make mistakes that you wouldn't normally make because they're so defensively sound and they're so disciplined.
They left turnovers, basically.
So they're not as exciting as Duke. They're kind of boring to watch sometimes because of that. But, you know, when you put it on this kind of a stage, every turnover, every mistake is exciting.
Absolutely. And poor shot selection. Duke took some poor shots, including Zion shooting a bunch of threes. Not known to be a great three-point shooter.
Not his
bad
game.
Passing. So I think Michigan State, they deserved it. It wasn't like Duke handed them the game.
Right.
Michigan State, I think, overall outplayed them. And, you know, they missed the free throw, which would have sent the game in overtime. And then that was the end of it. But, you know, the tournament overall.
The free throw that was missed, was that by a senior?
No. Well, they don't have any freshmen. I mean, their three freshmen are going to go. Well, they're four freshmen, but Trey Jones will probably stay another year at Duke. But the big...
I'm just saying, missing a free throw in a game like that to lose it is not how you want to end your college basketball career.
No,
you sit on that the rest of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, think about Perkins in the Texas Tech Gonzaga game. He reaches across the line, gets called for a technical foul.
Yeah.
And the kid goes down, and now because it's a dead ball foul, the best free throw shooter maybe in the country, Moretti, at 92%, he's able to go. He makes the two free throws, game over. So Gonzaga loses.
Duke, they had 3 games in a row that could have been decided by a last-second bucket. They won the first two, obviously, to move on, and then they lost this one against Michigan State.
It's weird how there's this kind of universal karma floating around. Like, you'll see a team win one by a bad call and then lose one by a bad call in the same series.
Yeah.
And then same thing here. You know, you win it with just a last minute and then you lose it, you know, the same way.
Exactly.
Yeah, when it goes the other way. So
that's
interesting.
Deep.
Yeah. And how about the UVA-Purdue game where you've got Kyle Guy who gets 4 points in the first half, hurts his ankle a little bit, comes out in the second half and gets 19 of his 25 points. He makes 4 threes in a row. And you've got the star of the game, really, but they lost Purdue. Carson Edwards, I mean, he gets 42, ties a career high, and they went back and forth knocking down threes. It was one of the most exciting games you could watch.
Yeah, so if you were a little bored with the first weekend of March Madness, these last 4 days have been unbelievable. Almost every single game was tight. Every single game could have gone to either team within the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game. It was really exciting.
Yeah, Auburn 77-71, Texas yeah. Tech 569, Purdue 80-75, and Duke loses by one. So every ball game, a couple buckets, a couple free throws, the other team wins.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in.
No problem, guys.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by purpledumpster.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com.
Yeah!
A 32-year-old man never once mowed a lawn. Hi, Phil.
Hello.
Oh, it's Phil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 32. Never started a lawnmower, never pushed the lawnmower, never mowed a lawn.
Wow.
How does that happen?
I just avoided it my entire life.
Yeah.
Well, you said I didn't want to
today.
Do it.
Avoided it.
Yeah. Right. Today things change.
Yeah. You don't have a lawn?
Do we have the landscaper down in the parking lot now?
Brian's here.
Brian.
All right, Brian.
Giddy.
And he brought one of those regular, not the super zero turn or walk behind with the self-propelled gadgetry. This is a regular lawnmower, right?
That's what he was told.
Your everyday mower.
Yeah, I told him to bring a normal one.
Right.
All right.
But you have to, like, pull to turn on.
Exactly.
Right. So
I told him to meet our intern Flanders at the front door. He goes, is he the doofy-looking guy with a weird stash?
Yes.
I said, yes, that's him.
On the button, yep.
My man.
Maybe if you trip and fall, you can, you know.
Help him with his face.
Trim that mustache.
Yeah, right?
Watch Phil come back with half a beard.
What we're going to do is ask you to call in any mowing mishaps you had. Everybody on will get in the running for Adam Sandler tickets.
It's set up. It's a real push mower.
Oh, yeah. It's outside right now?
Nice.
It's out there right now by the light pole.
Yes, the weapon of death.
Oh, yeah.
Phil's weapon of death at the ready.
I think it's going to be funny watching him try to start it.
Yeah. Yep. It takes a few times.
Yeah.
I mean, watching me do anything with this is going to be funny because I've done none of it.
Right. If it's been sitting all winter, you're going to be there for a while.
You're not much of a tool kind of a person.
No. What's the last tool you ever used?
What gave it away, Pam?
Your personality.
AJ asked a good question. What was the last tool you used?
Hammer.
To open a can of beans or...
Street Pete is here, and he goes around to various courthouses and asks people why they're there. Who are we starting with?
Sam, and I think we've all been guilty of this once in our life.
Okay.
Hi, my name just goes on the radio?
Nah, it's fine.
Hi, right, what are you here for today?
Disorderly conduct.
What'd you do?
I got really hammered one night.
Okay.
And
that's a check, right?
Okay.
Everyone's been hammered at least once.
Yep.
So far.
This past weekend, yes.
Okay.
And I was at a bar. Too much. I don't remember any of this. This is just, apparently this happened, and I went out, I left the bar, I went to my car, and I was trying to get in. This is what they told me. I called the police because I couldn't get in my car, and the cops came, and...
So,
hold on.
Wait a minute.
I'm really drunk and I can't get my car, officer.
So
and
you
let me
the
call
police.
The cops.
Right. Because they can help me get my car and get home.
Right. And then they don't have to drive far to pull me over.
No. No. Yeah.
I just want to sleep in my car. That's all.
So, right.
Yeah.
Huh. I love how none of this he remembers.
None
of it. Mm-hmm. Not one bit of it.
Or chose to block it out.
We are at court.
Yeah. Yeah. I was told all of this.
America's Least Wanted, yes.
Yeah.
Very convenient.
Somebody else apparently was there. Again, I don't remember any of this. And I was going after the guy because he said it was his car. And I guess I was swinging at the guy.
So you were trying to get into a car that wasn't yours? You thought it was yours?
I thought it was my car.
Okay.
It wasn't my
car. Pete loves this, man.
You know.
I can't. I'm going to need therapy after this.
See, all the lights on top. In fact, it said police on it. He had no idea.
I'm starting to understand why you're here every week.
Yeah.
Some guy in a blue uniform kept on swinging at me.
All right. Well, this guy could clearly be in dumbass news.
Oh, yeah.
This is a dumbass news story.
I can just picture the judge telling him, you come in with the same defense every week. It's like, I don't remember what happened.
I remember what happened.
Somebody else told me this would happen, but I don't know.
They told me to come to court. I remember.
Why, have we had this guy on before?
No, I'm just like, he sounds so well rehearsed. I'm like, mm-hmm. You know, other people had to tell me. I don't
yeah.
know.
This was his first
don't
rodeo.
Remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how those drugs got in my ass. Yeah.
He told me.
I didn't know that at the time. The cops ran the plates. It wasn't mine. I guess I said some stuff. I guess the cops didn't like it.
What a great evening so far, huh?
I said some stuff.
I guess I said some stuff. Right. I guess.
Swinging right. at this guy. I called a cop. I'm swinging at this guy.
Right. The plates weren't. The plates weren't his.
Yeah. They run the plates.
The car wasn't his.
Right. Yeah. None of this was his. Yeah. No, this is all great.
You know what I'm picturing? You ever see the commercial with the Volkswagen where he starts the car for the kid? He's dressed up like Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would totally, if I come out and somebody's trying to get into my car, like just clearly thinks it's theirs, I'd just be hitting the button. Like, just let the lights go on. Like, oh, they think they got it.
And, right.
Oh, I would be messing with them.
They kind of look like they're trying to start a lawnmower.
Yeah, right.
And I think I fell down because my ass was sore the next morning.
Oh!
Sure, it was that.
That's what they told you.
Hold it.
Sure, was that?
Hold that's
it.
Not what they told
you. Remember
you.
Nothing.
Hold it.
Pete, I was at a parade first.
Pete, did you follow up on this?
No.
Come on, Pete.
I woke up. I think I fell.
Right.
Because I woke up with my ass sore.
Exactly.
So he was in jail, woke up, and his ass is sore.
Right.
He's like, I think I fell.
Right. And some comic book breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Maybe leave that part out.
Yeah.
They Here. Told me I fell. I don't remember.
Yeah, I got your buttered roll, baby. I got your buttered roll, baby.
Oh, Jesus.
I think I fell down because my ass was sore the next morning. Again, I don't remember any of this. I woke up the next morning. I was home. I think my buddy came and picked me up.
So when he says his ass is sore.
I'm laughing. Right. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
This guy's in a shirt and the tie was a clip on, whatever.
He's right.
Like, he's trying to impress the judge. And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, I pretty much know why your ass hurts.
Yeah. That's funny when you see someone who's like, yeah, you never wear a tie. I can just tell.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not even tied. Yeah, it's clip on.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It goes on the other side, first of all.
You know, they made a clip on still.
Right.
It goes on your shirt, not your pants.
The shirt is wrinkled.
Yep.
You can't button that top button because you haven't had the shirt on in like 10 years.
Well, that's what the tie's for. It covers that.
You know? Yeah. It's a 1980s catechism outfit.
Yeah. We like this guy. He's, victim of circumstance.
Right, when he remembers, yes.
Yeah.
They keep the tie tied, but just like in the loop, so you just kind of like put it over your head and then tighten it up.
Exactly.
Right. It never actually comes untied, so they have to redo it.
Ever. Right.
Yeah.
If you untie that tie, it'll still be just, it'll look like it was like almost like a weird carnival snake.
Yeah.
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 So you went to the car, and were you trying to open the car? Or?
I must have been. I don't know how else I would have been struggling, because I would have tried to get in the car, and I guess I was trying to pull the handle, or turn the key, or do what's the blip thing called?
Alarm?
The blip thing.
You mean the remote lock?
The blip.
The remote blip. Key.
The blip thing. You know, the thing. Blip.
Keyless entry.
Blip. Yeah. Right. Yes.
No. The blip thing. I was trying to do the blip thing.
He's all very technical, yes.
Hmm.
Pete has no idea what he's talking about, by the way.
Well, he remembers, yes.
I don't, when you click the button and try to get in.
It's the alarm.
No, the key thing.
The fob.
Yeah, the fob.
The alarm.
Was that Happy Days?
The alarm.
Hey, I'm the fob.
What else is the button for? Panic.
With Fonzie later years. Fob.
Oh, my God. So what do you do if you're a judge with this guy? What do you do with this guy?
Wait till next week.
What's he do for a living?
No, you should have asked him.
Doesn't remember.
Why are you asking? Yeah, you were there.
He's an alcohol counselor.
You were there. What does he do for a living? I don't know.
I'm Monday morning quarterback.
He installs his ass sore.
He installs I
don't know. I didn't ask him.
He installs the blip things.
Right.
This is Pete roasting Street Pete's
I love that Pete is hearing all the questions he didn't ask as he's hearing.
Yeah.
I got to start bringing people with me.
Yeah. Well,
you should ask this.
He didn't remember. Yeah.
Right.
But you were drunk and you remember.
Or you can get their phone number. Then we can call
you
them.
You can try to call them back. Yeah. We could do that.
Did
again.
You get it?
No,
we've been asking him to get phone numbers for like a year.
And photos, you know, any of these.
That's it seems like, come on. You know,
some of these guys just don't want to talk to me afterwards.
Yeah, I can see that. Who are we talking to now, Jeff?
Jeff gets into an accident, thinks it's the other guy's fault, and then gets arrested for evading.
Oops. Ah.
And what court was this?
Meriden.
Meriden.
You mind if this goes on the radio?
No, it's no problem.
What's your name?
My name's Jeff.
Jeff, what are you here for today?
I'm here for evading a parking accident.
A parking accident? Oh.
Well, eventually the car parked itself, yeah.
Parking accident.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Some guy rear-ended me from behind, and I had to go to work, so I said, hey.
Normally, you get rear-ended from behind.
Right. Where else was he going to rear-end right. from?
Otherwise, a head-on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So does he mean the guy backed into his
He car? Got hit from behind.
Right.
I agree with you. I think it sounds like someone was backing out of a spot or trying
and
to back into
the
one.
Back of his car.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Some guy rear-ended me from behind, and I had to go to work, so I said, hey, it's his fault. I'm going to leave. And the state troopers didn't think the same thing as I did.
So you...
Damn it, they had
we
their
had
theories.
We had a disagreement of the assessment of the situation.
Yeah, they call leaving the scene of an accident. I don't know.
Yeah, but I got hit. If I'm moving you on, should I not be in trouble?
What's that?
If I got hit and I told you to just keep going,
no.
was that still evading? I got hit.
According to them, yes.
Unless the guy tries to claim insurance.
Oh,
and now there's no other party.
If the other guy drives a work
obviously
truck.
The other guy called the cops.
He has to.
Cops didn't just appear. So the other guy called the cops.
Right.
If he drives a work truck, he has to report everything, so I couldn't understand.
Was he in a work truck?
He didn't say. The guy who was driving was with DJ.
These are more of the questions we need to know.
Pete, wait, Jesus.
What's happening here?
Pete only asked why you're in court today. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. What's your name?
Right.
Can we put this on the air?
Why are you in court today?
And why are you here? After that. It's, hey, it's on this person.
Street Pete's three questions.
I did ask him. He said he was a DJ on his way to a wedding, I believe.
Huh.
That does change things a little bit.
Yeah, you're,
can't miss a wedding.
Yeah, you're on a schedule.
Mm.
But wouldn't, if it was the other guy's fault, why wouldn't the other guy just be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I don't have to pay for your car.
Exactly.
Well, because I drive a company truck, and if I hit somebody... Or if I get hit, I got to report it either way because if there's a scratch on these, they want to know because they inspect them once a week. So, like, how did that scratch get there?
Right. I don't know. You tell me. Yeah. I don't remember. I was too drunk.
Yeah. A tree fell on it.
Yeah, right.
The same thing as I did.
So you evaded after you hit him? Or?
Well, he hit me.
Oh, he hit you. You got
no, he evaded before he hit him.
Right.
So there wasn't an accident. But I thought there might be an accident, so I'm going to get the F out of here.
Should have evaded your question.
Yeah. So just to recap, rear-ended from behind and evaded after the accident.
Right, right.
He's Darth Vader, yes.
Pete got right to this. Pete should be a detective.
Hey, should.
And I got the ticket because I left.
Oh, because you left?
Yeah.
He hit you and you left.
Yeah, I figured it was his fault. He hit me from behind.
So that's evading.
Yeah, you can't leave the scene of a crime.
Crime?
It's called an accident,
crime,
not a crime.
Crime or an accident? Mm.
Crash, maybe?
Right.
Maybe that word?
Well, technically, any ticket or accident is an arrest, basically. If you
what's
get a
that?
Ticket, it's an arrest.
Well, it's a citation.
Well, it's still an arrest, kind of.
No, you don't take into custody.
Kind of. How can something be an arrest, kind
you
of?
Get a ticket, ticket. You get a ticket.
Right. We were rented.
I know the law.
Really?
Could tell.
Hi, Pam.
I thought when you're arrested, they say you're under arrest.
And they read you your rights.
Yeah, you
and
the
they put those
things
and they give you the
right.
gift.
Yeah, you get your rights read.
Picture taken.
Right.
Put your hands behind your head.
Right. You don't hear that if you, you know, make a right on a red you're not supposed to.
Right. All right, let's hear the rest.
Yeah, you can't leave the scene of a crime.
It wasn't your crime, though.
It wasn't, but I should have stayed to let the state troopers come by and work it out.
So, did he do a lot of damage to your car? Or
not to my car. I didn't check his car because I kept going.
You kept going?
Now, that suggests that he was moving.
Yep.
I kept going.
Right?
Yeah, he didn't stop.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking that maybe they were both backing out at the same time.
Yeah. I think his version is, I got rear-ended, so
right.
I left. And I think the version might be they were both backing out and hit each other.
I was riding dirty. I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
He had weed on him or something. Exactly. He's going to a wedding.
Right, right, yeah. right, right, right.
Yeah.
That's all the cocaine I had.
What do you think is going to happen today?
We'll see. We'll see. Fortunately, I was able to get an attorney, and we'll see if he works it out for me.
So they're spending all this money on an evading case?
Yeah, just because of a fender bender that I didn't stick around for.
Sorry to hear that, man.
All right. Hey, well,
what's your name again?
My name's Jeff.
Jeff. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Street Pete.
Thank you.
Street Pete.
He knows you.
It's like a badge of honor now if you're at court to be interviewed by Street Pete.
Here comes that big-headed guy.
It's like, how did court go? I talked to Street Pete.
All right. Nothing threw me in jail.
How many people do you have to talk to before you get a yes?
Yeah, you get about 30 people outside, and you talk to about 10, and they say no. And then you finally get two or three that actually talk to you, but
so you
got to
talk for every 10, maybe you get one person who says yes?
One or two, yeah. Yeah. And then if they're good, I got to keep it. And if not, I got to go back another day to somewhere else.
Give me an example of one that was bad that you never sent to us.
Just someone that I had to just keep talking to and asking questions.
Right. It was all one-word answers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You wonder why they're in jail.
Oh, no, silly, yeah.
You wonder what?
Why they're in jail, because they're, I don't want to make fun of somebody, but...
Right.
They're just like, yeah, uh-huh, yep, yep, right, well, I don't know, I was drunk. Or, you know what I mean?
And yeah, it's, like, it's too much work.
If I don't think it'll make you laugh, I don't even send it to you.
Right. Too much Street Pete.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's like, wow, you didn't even need this person here.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Right.
You narrated for them, yes.
I could have just done it myself.
Well, you've been doing great work, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Well done.
Yeah. For over a year.
Yeah, bravo.
He's been delivering every single week. All right, who are we talking to next? This is the guy, the sex sleeping giant, right?
Yeah, we've been, so this guy's been in the bank for a while now.
Yeah, you talked to him a while ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hi, what's your name?
Rich Themopoulos.
You might have just got on the radio?
Is that his mob name? Themopoulos?
Themopoulos. Yeah, the Greek mob.
They're at court and they're so confident. Rich Themopoulos.
I like that.
He's like, I'm proud of what I did, and everyone should know.
Yeah, sure. This is exactly the guy you'd expect to have sex at Sleeping Giant Park and be proud of it.
Exactly.
Here's my name. For all you girls out there.
You will know.
Yeah.
For the Themopoulos.
Look me up. Right. Hit me up on Facebook.
I am your Sleeping Giant.
No, not at all.
What are you here for today?
Well, you know, I was allegedly having sex.
All right, where?
In the usual place.
Not at the courthouse, right?
In the usual spot.
Where?
Excited.
Pete's like, sex.
I'm
married.
Pete's like, people are having sex?
What is that?
That's a one-syllable word that you made sound
like. Where?
Where?
Show me.
It sounds like he has Y in there, like why.
Yeah.
All right, where?
Wait, where? That's like five questions.
What are you wearing?
It does sound like, what are you wearing?
Yeah. All right, Joan Rivers.
What are you wearing?
Is that red carpet, Pete?
Okay.
I was over at Sleeping Giant. I just had Ray and Mike's.
You realize it's closed up there, right?
Yummy.
Yeah, it's closed, but nobody was around. I didn't see the problem if no one's around.
Okay, so take us to the beginning. What happened?
All right. So Janet, my girl, we went to Ray and Mike's. We always do. Every Saturday, we go down to Ray and Mike's, get the irresistible. She gets the Mac Daddy. Same thing.
Over here.
Thank you for these details.
Are these condoms? She literally gets the Mac Daddy. She gets the Mac Daddy. And then she gets the Mac Daddy.
Right.
Are those the two most perfect orders for these people?
Right.
Yeah.
The irresistible and the Mac Daddy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. The compulsive and the... Couldn't help myself.
Apparently, those are very big popular sandwiches in Hamden at that sandwich shop.
Have you been there?
Yeah, it's very good there. I've never had those two sandwiches, but it's good. It's very popular.
Are they open-faced?
Pam's never had the Mac Daddy.
I got to try the Mac Daddy. Does it involve
I'm guessing macaroni and cheese, right?
I'm hoping. I got to look this up.
I think so.
The Mac Daddy's better be macaroni and cheese or I'm going to be pissed.
I'll be mad, yeah.
Mac Daddy.
I've never heard Pam Google so fast.
Yeah, really. Like lightning fingers.
This she could look up in 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the irresistible. I want to know what that is. I want to know what the Mac Daddy is.
The Mac Daddy. Barbecue pork, cheddar cheese, mac and cheese, and bacon.
Damn.
Wow.
You can get a roll, a sub, or a giant. which is perfect.
I'll take a giant. Sleeping giant.
I'll take a giant. Yes, give me giant.
All these puns.
I can feed an entire kindergarten class.
Yeah.
That's okay. Or one person's really hungry.
Holy crap.
The irresistible is pretty crazy, too. What's that? Steak and cheese with a buffalo chicken filet.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, you nice. Said with.
With. With.
With. With.
That's not all.
Well, both those sound great.
Damn.
All right, so.
Just another day. So we said, hey, let's go take a hike before we even got it.
Hey, let's go take a hike.
This guy.
This isn't like Matt.
Right. Overheat.
Yeah. Hey. What woman would be turned on by that?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go take a
hey,
hike.
Let's go take a hike.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Wink, wink.
You're full of pulled pork. I got steak and cheese. Mm-hmm. Let's go take a hike.
I right. find you're irresistible. Give you the Mac Daddy.
I'll give you a sleeping giant that's not so sleepy.
I just drew a sandwich down your throat. Now come up the mountain and hang half time.
What?
Yeah, a couple of schlicks.
Are you
after
on
that.
Something today, Pete?
Yeah, you're in a weird
just
mood.
Just laughter.
Right. I'm on laughter.
Before we even got out of the car, she couldn't resist.
Okay.
You know, the sausage.
The irresistible.
The sausage.
You're Greek, not Italian.
I'm sure
what's
Ray Mike has that.
This guy. I love this
Greek
guy.
Greek talking Italian.
Something tells me he loves Dice Man.
I hope he dialed it down in front of the judge, because if he explained it to the
I
judge
don't.
This way.
I yeah. hope this was
I
exactly
can
how he said it.
Through the book.
You know,
and
Your Honor, she couldn't resist the sausage.
Right. Through the book and the gavel at him.
I bet the judge appreciates these people every once in a while. Just make their job easy, you know?
Yeah.
Entertaining.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
So we start going at it in the car, and next thing you know, I got to, hey, knock, 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 get out of the car. What do you got going on here?
Hey, what do you got going on here? Is that a Mac Daddy?
Let me see. You get a piece?
Pete talked to Rich Demolopoulos.
Close enough.
Who went to Ray and Mike's with his girl. They go there every Sunday. She has the Mac Daddy?
I think so. He gets the Irresistible, yeah.
Irresistible, she gets the Mac Daddy. And then they went over to Sleeping Giant, and she couldn't resist the sausage.
No.
Sausage.
And the next thing you know, they're going at it in the car, and then there's a knock on the window.
Hey, knock, 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 get out of the car. What do you got going on here? It's a state cop, not even a town cop, a state cop.
Okay.
So I just says, hey,
so now
you
what
know.
Does that mean?
It's not it's even a town park. Cop.
Right.
State it's park, a state, state cop.
Yeah, but why is he saying it like that?
Right.
I guess make, make it sound more like intense, like it's a state cop.
Right.
A regular cop's a
yeah,
state
look,
cop.
Look at me. Look
yeah.
At me.
No, but he says it's not even a town cop, almost like it's a security guard, not even a real cop.
Oh.
Like he wasn't expecting it. Well, it was closed down, but, I mean, cops are going to patrol.
Well, one thing was open.
State police not known for their sense of humor, so this is probably where he's heading right now, you know? They take their jobs very seriously.
I took it as that, and he was sort of surprised at, like, the level of, like, authority that they were having, like, guarding this, you know, closed park.
Right.
So I just says, hey, you know, what's the problem? We're just eating our sandwiches here.
So I need a sandwich.
Yeah,
we're just eating our sandwiches mm-hmm. over here.
With your pants off?
Yeah.
I don't want to get any stains on the South Beach.
I dropped something in my lap, and she's just, you know,
right,
cleaning it.
Jordan, I don't know, no cheese stain.
Yeah.
We forgot napkins.
Sorry, I had the irresistible.
Yeah.
It shows.
And
she
it
found
fell.
It irresistible.
What's the problem? We're just eating our sandwiches here. I said, with your belt unbuckled?
They're big sandwiches. You got to make room.
That guy's a detective.
That's right.
Never sat at a Thanksgiving table, you know?
Yeah, I'm about to have a Mac Daddy. She's
going to
have a Mac Daddy.
I'm making room for the Mac Daddy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get my pleated slacks dirty. Sorry. Some of them don't. Yeah.
Those are sandwiches called a bomb.
Were you guys naked or what was going on?
Well, is this on the record or?
Yeah, on the radio, yeah.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Wait.
That's good. That's good. Oh, I wish we could follow these people into the court. So it would be this is the first segment. And then, you know.
Come out afterwards.
No. And then it's here, you know, all rise, blah, 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 blah. Oh. This is the case, .745. And then, so what happened here? Rich.
Right. We're all going for sandwiches.
Mr. Demopoulos, I saw that you had a Mac Daddy. Yeah, and irresistible.
What's the problem?
Sleeping Giant State Park.
You unbuckled to eat a sandwich.
She couldn't resist the, quote, sausage.
What's not even in the sandwich.
Is this true?
Yes. And
I understand your pants were unbuckled.
Have you ever seen a sandwich from Ray and Mike Serrano?
Well, officer, in my defense, I had the Giant.
All right, makes sense.
Okay. All right, so what you're here for today, for what did they give you?
Well, they said either probation or I got to do community service. I really don't understand it all.
Okay. Will you ever do that again?
Will I?
Will I? Yeah,
I do, gang. I'm going to speak in sounds now.
Like right of power?
Of course I'm going to do it.
I'm having the power outage.
Will I?
Speak Japanese?
Speaking AJ.
Will I?
Send that surgeon worked on send that surgeon that worked on what's her name? No, Joan Rivers. Exactly. He's my brother.
Oh, I love this guy. This guy's a character.
What does it sound like when a lawnmower won't start?
So that sounds like a yes, but seeing how you're recording it, I'm just going to make a sound.
Exactly.
He hasn't really finished his answer yet.
Oh.
I do it every week.
Outside?
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time we got caught.
First time we got caught.
What did you learn today, anyways?
I guess, you know, make sure no one's around.
Yeah. That's a good thing to learn.
Beware of your surroundings.
Or maybe not give you location at this time.
Not stop doing this.
No. Just not do it somewhere else. Right. Somewhere more private.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Next week, late compounds.
Yeah. Just look around. Yeah. Yeah. What did you learn? Don't get caught.
Basically.
Nice job, Pete.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you here next week.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.